Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Town Whispers is a narrative horror podcast that will tell the many stories hidden behind the rain and the fog and the trees of a town called the Fort. Events that take place in the Fort are not suitable for all listeners. Discretion is advised.
I got the ghost of you inside of my head.
All wood will rot, nor splinter. Glass will shatter, metal will bend or break, and everything one day will return to the dust. The world one day will return to dust, and the dead drying bones of a home, disconnected from the living dream of the world as they are, trimmed and snipped from the wilderness, sawed into lengths and shapes, hammered with iron fangs that bite until rust eventually comes to trim their length, will return much sooner. The safety of a home is false comfort. They burn, they crumble, they sink, they rot. A home will rot. A house will crumble. They sink and they burn, and one day the wilderness from which their bones came, from where their lengths were trimmed and clipped, will come and reclaim their lost limbs. And so it should come as no surprise that the home in which Ruth and Minnie had lived relatively peaceful for a lifetime and a half stood no chance when a very determined caller came knocking at the door.
Who the hell is it, Ruth?
It's... you.
Oh, that's right. It's me. And you'd be Ruth, I imagine.
Adam stepped across the splintered threshold, paying no mind to jagged shards of glass which had but a moment ago been a window in the middle of the door. Ruth stood dumbfounded, her face blank in shock. Had she always known glass was that thin? Had she always known wood would splinter that way? Why had she ever trusted the tiny metal latch she called a lock to keep her safe? Adam kicked aside a piece of the doorframe in his path and grabbed Ruth's thin arm as he dragged her up the stairs and towards the sound of the other voice. He'd been in Ruth's home before. He remembered climbing those stairs before, but when? Adam couldn't remember, nor did he care. He let his blind arrogance lead the way as he moved to Minnie's room.
Excuse me, you can't just burst into somebody's home.
Who the hell is that, Ruth?
And that must be Minnie.
And you...
And me what?
Ruth wrenched herself free of his grip as she stood just shy of the threshold into Minnie's room. Her eyes were scared, but underneath the trembling brow and shaking knees was the obstinate determination of a much younger woman.
You can't just burst into my home like this!
Why don't we just skip all of that?
All right, then. Adam.
There we are, much better. Now, it's time you and I had a talk.
Get your hands off me, young man!
Adam grabbed her arm once more and dragged her into Minnie's room.
Oh, I'm not so young, but thank you. Now, stay put, and don't you dare move a muscle.
How dare you?
How dare I? How dare you?
I'm sorry, but how dare we... What?
Oh, you know what.
I'm sorry, dearie. I really don't know.
Oh, don't be such an idiot. Get on with it.
You can't talk to me like that.
Or what?
Minnie, please, not now.
What are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? I'll slowly skin you alive. Or better yet, I'll have the two of you do it to one another.
I don't think so.
Minnie's hand shot into the dollhouse and her fingers found the wardrobe with ease. Pinching the miniature, she threw it across the cramped space, painted and decorated to resemble her own room. The room in which they stood, and as the miniature wardrobe clattered against the wall, the larger wardrobe's feet grinded against the hardwood floor as it aimed to crash itself against the wall with little regard for Adam standing in its way.
No, Minnie, I don't think so.
Adam's arm bulged with the weight of the wardrobe and the magical force behind it as it skipped and hopped about, its doors and drawers clattering as the energy behind it subsided, and finally came to a halt, resting back on the floor beside him. She just watched Adam swat away all she could do, as if her attempt to break his bones had been nothing but blown dandelion seeds into the wind that had drifted down, slowly coming to a rest against the palm of his hand.
Oh, dearie, I think we've gotten off on the wrong foot, and whatever it is, money, food, you can take it, anything, just leave us be. We don't want any trouble.
Seems a bit late to be going back to faux ignorance. You recognized me the second you saw me.
Well, then what is it that you want? Adam, what?
I was told to ask you about your son.
Why?
Well, you see, I think it might have to do with a harebrained scheme you fools have cooked up.
Minnie?
Adam.
You see, it's come to my attention. You folks are looking for something that should be left alone.
Minnie, does this have anything to do with where...
Let her leave and I'll tell you what you want to know.
Minnie!
Oh, so you're the one I should be asking then?
Yes.
So we don't need her then?
Yes. Just let her leave, and I'll tell you whatever it is you want to know.
Is there nothing to tell, though? Because a friend told me I ought to ask her about her son.
Harry.
There we are. Harry it is, apparently.
There's nothing to tell, though. Right?
Adam paused for a moment. A thin, subtle smirk danced across his face as he walked towards Minnie and her desk. She recoiled just slightly. Too afraid not to, but too stubborn to fall back and away from Adam like every nerve in her body urged her to. Adam's fingers walked across her desk whimsically as he playfully pet her brushes, running his fingers down their length, picking one up and placing it down, as if he were to choose a brush of his own. He looked up, eyeing Ruth. That subtle smirk igniting into a menacing grin with just a sliver of ivory white teeth shining between his tight, dry lips. His fingers closed around a sharp, hooked knife Minnie used to whittle away the excess wood and shape the miniatures within her dollhouse.
Don't do this, Adam.
It's James now, and I think we should.
Don't do what?
Please, Adam. I'll tell you anything so long as she's gone.
As long as she's gone, you say?
Yes.
Fine.
Wait. No, no, wait!
This episode was written, directed, and narrated by Cole Weavers, with sound production and editing by Harlan Guthrie. Our theme song is by the ever-wonderful Charlie P.S. This episode featured Lydia Nicholas as Ruth McMillan, Imogen Harris as Minnie, and Cole Weavers as Adam. To find additional information or join our Patreon to support the show and receive ad-free episodes, visit our website at thetownwhispers.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Town Whispers. Join us on Discord by clicking the link in the description. Visit us on Facebook or email us at thetownwhispers@pulpaudio.ca. The Town Whispers is a serialized horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio, distributed by Callum Doherty of the Rusty Quill Network, and licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License.
I got the ghost of you inside of my head. What I'm supposed to do, the blood has been shed. He got a dark past in a soul that's unfed. What I'm supposed to do is already dead. He's so
tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.